We welcome you back to the Two Guys M. Chris Show. Patrick is on the line. He'll be our meet and greet contestant today. It's always nice to get to just meet folks on the line who listen for who knows how long and ask a little something about them, a little something interesting. Patrick, hello, and nice to meet you.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm such a huge fan. I'm so glad I was able to get through today to talk to you guys.
Man, that's so nice of you to say. We really appreciate it. How long have you been listening to this show?
So a little over 3 years. I moved down to South Carolina from New Jersey and was, you know, I like talk radio a lot of times. So was just kind of going through the stations and came across you guys. And honestly, it's the best part of my morning.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Man, that's the nicest thing.
Man.
It's so nice of you to say something like
that.
Did
you move for work, for family, for school?
Well, you know, we just were tired of living up north and loved South Carolina. That's where we live. So one day just decided, you know, 3 years ago, while the kids are still young, let's get out and make the move. So that's what we did and ended up, I live out west in Hemingway, South Carolina. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with that area.
No, never heard of Hemingway.
It's about an hour west from Myrtle Beach, work in Myrtle Beach area. That's where I'm.
Well, I guess you're happy with your decision then to be out of New Jersey and in the Myrtle Beach area?
Absolutely. I mean, it's beautiful almost year-round. I mean, what more can you ask for? There's palm trees. It's great. It was a great decision to get out and come down here for sure.
Have you noticed any of your kids using the word y'all, or have you been able to work that into your vocabulary?
Well, we have our youngest was actually born down here. Yeah. So he's a true, I guess, South Carolinian. So, yeah. But yeah, they're starting to pick up on the terms and accents and everything down here. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Oh yes. Well, what do you miss about New Jersey?
Honestly, the snow. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Winter time, Christmas time, especially, it's nice having some snow. But we actually got about 3 or 4 inches this past winter out there in Hemingway. We had a pretty good snowstorm this past winter, so that's the kids got to experience it. You know, make snow angels.
Perfect. Yeah, the good. Remember there were like snow on the beach.
It's a fluky snow on the beach.
That strange season. Thing, yeah. Well, what's the most interesting thing? Now, that's very interesting that you made that decision. Is there what has happened to you that's most interesting in your life?
So the thing that I would say is the most interesting thing about me. So I'm an electrician. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I have 3 kids, a 2, a 4, and a 6-year-old. And I actually delivered my second and my third child.
Oh, my
God. On purpose?
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, on purpose at home. So after the birth of my first son, you know, we did that through the hospital and it wasn't a great experience. My wife, you know, didn't really, like, you know, the experience of the hospital and this and that. And that was just us. So, we looked into something called free birth. And it basically was where my wife went into labor. She was still going to the OB and getting checked up to make sure the baby was healthy. And then when she went into labor with my second child, you know, we set the room up. I lit candles, you know, made it just such a serene and beautiful environment. And then it was just me and her there. And I was able to deliver my daughter. And we did take her to the hospital afterwards just to make sure everything was good. And then we moved to South Carolina, and we did the same thing with my third child, my son.
My goodness,
that's remarkable!
And I delivered him as well, so I have that on my resume as well. So I'm an electrician, but I've also delivered 2 children.
But that's incredible!
Man. Wow.
Were you worried though, like if something went wrong, if the baby was?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you had to be.
Of course. Sure. It's nerve-wracking, but we did a lot of research prior to it. You know, we kind of, it's not like we just went into this blindly.
Right.
You know, and we knew, you know, help was not far away where we were living. You know, God forbid something went wrong, but also people have been having babies on their own for, you know, as long as,
forever.
I mean, for thousands of years. Yeah,
that's right.
Forever.
That's right.
Without you know, any help. So we knew it was possible, and it was honestly the most incredible experience.
I bet.
Be there with just my wife and deliver the baby. And, you know, she was able to go right onto my wife. And
amazing. That's incredible.
Have that amazing time together. Yeah, it was very, very profound. It was great.
Did you feel 1,000 times more confident the second time you did it than the first time you did it?
Absolutely. Yeah, the first time I was very scared. I was nervous. Mm-hmm. I was kind of running around, you know, getting everything ready. And the second time I was kind of like, all right, I've already done this before. So,
wow. Exactly.
But of course I'm still nervous. Like, God forbid something goes wrong.
Sure.
You know, there is that, but you just have to know that everything is going to be okay and mm-hmm. hope everything's going to be okay and go into it with that mindset. And of course we did have stuff, God forbid she was bleeding out, you know, the OB had given her some pills
mm-hmm.
or something. I forget what it was called.
It's amazing.
We had all the you know, steps.
You are gutsy.
That's something. Do you think you'll have any more kids, Patrick?
No, I made sure of it, okay. If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Electrician tools come in handy.
I know what you mean as well. Did you do that yourself?
No, that I went to go have professionally done.
Yeah, probably smart. I think that's probably a good idea.
It's a little wire cutter.
Right. Oh, man. What a life. That's incredible. I thought when you said you moved from New Jersey to South Carolina, it's like, well, that's a risk. And then you went, I mean, you are gutsy. Good for you. I love it. I love that.
Yeah, it was great. It's honestly, it's you know, being a father is the best thing ever. And you know, being that I was able to actually deliver two of my three children too is just it's incredible.
Exactly.
That's a phrase Kelly has never uttered, Patrick.
Being a father is the most incredible thing.
I've heard you say it about your scale and your new pickleball paddle.
They
ruin everything. Look at the difference between you and me. Being a father is the greatest joy on earth. Children ruin everything. Wow, we are honored to have you as a P1 listener. Thank you, Patrick. We really appreciate it.
Of course. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. You know, I have an hour drive from my house in Hemingway down to Myrtle Beach. But honestly, like a lot of times in the morning, I think at least I get to listen to the Two Guys Named Chris show.
Wow.
And it makes it not so bad.
Wow.
You know, it's really entertaining. I love the show.
Well, we hope to cross paths again soon.
Absolutely. We'd love to meet you in person. And thank you very much for calling in today.
Absolutely. You got it. So, are you going to ask me who my favorite?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Who's your favorite member of this program?
It is Chris Kelly.
What?
Chris Kelly is my favorite. Yes. Absolutely. I know everybody's shocked.
Yeah.
Everybody.
You're right. Everybody is shocked. Well, thank
everybody
you for
says Biggie.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're my favorite. Absolutely. And, you know, you're a great guy. You're true to who you are. And that's one thing that I admire about you.
Thank you very much, Patrick. It's the first time anybody's ever said any of that.
True to who you are.
He's such a good guy. Patrick, let's end on that note.
Yes.
Have a fantastic day. Thank you very much.
You got it. All right, you guys as well. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. There he goes. Patrick, what a great guy.
Home birth dad.
Unbelievable.
You know, my nephew in Maine, he was born at home.
Home birth.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. I've seen it done twice. I don't think I could do it.
Hospital setting?
Hospital setting. Unbelievable right there.